弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们继续下午的两节的这个聚会。
And we're going to continue this afternoon's sessions.
继续来谈教会的增长。
And we continue to talk about the growth of the church.
教会的增长呢，在数量啊，信徒的数量上要增加，我们要传福音。
And we talked about how if we want to grow the church, then from a standpoint of numbers, then we have to preach the gospel.
但是教会的增长不是只有在数量上增加。
But then when we talk about the growth of the church, it's not merely in numbers.
我们也要看重这个质这个质量质量的提升。
And we also have to increase in the quality.
也就是说有外在的，但是也有内在的。
And so we have both the outer and the inner.
让这个教会的增长呢，才是平衡的。
And in this way, then we can have a very balanced church growth.
好像一个小孩子他在成长的时候，不会说只是四肢发达啊，头脑简单。
And then, for example, when a child is growing, they're not just growing in their body, but and with their mind being very simple.
他的身量跟他的智慧呢是要一起增长的。
But rather, in their knowledge and wisdom, they have to continue to grow.
那教会的增长也是一样。
And likewise in the growth of the church.
我们可以来看说教会当时候呢的增长，是什么样的原因。
And we can see what's the reason for the church growth at that time.
我们早上已经谈到，就是他们一直把这个神的道传开来。
And this morning we talked about how they continue to preach the word of God.
但是他们内在的一种表现呢，也可以做见证。
But then we can also examine how they were growing internally.
他们敬畏神的态度呢，也成为这个让信徒增长的一个原因。
And then also the way that they worship God, their attitudes, this can also be a reason for the church growth.
这是非常奇妙的一个现象。
And this is a very miraculous appearing.
我们来看看他们当时候是有什么哪些表现。
Let's look at what kind of behavior they had at this time.
我们请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
九章我们看三十一节。
Verse 31.
使徒行传九章三十一节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 31.
那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
这里看到当时候的信徒啊。他们跟神的关系是怎么样？
And we can see the relationship between the believers at that time and God.
他们对于自己的信仰保持的态度是什么？
And we can also see what their attitude towards their faith was.
对于他们所敬拜的神是什么样的态度？
And what kind of attitude they had towards the God that they worship.
这里有一句话说，凡事敬畏主。
And here it says that they were walking in the fear of the Lord.
对神有敬畏的态度。
And to be in fear of the Lord.
这会得到神的同工。
Then we will have the abidance when we're doing work for God.
这样的信仰呢，才是真正虔诚的。
And in this way, then our faith can actually be one that is very reverent.
我们敬拜神就是要敬畏神的态度。
And when we are worshiping God, then we have to have a very reverent attitude.
就是尊主为大。
Which is that we see God as the greatest.
凡事呢都是尊主为大的。
And that in everything we see God as the greatest.
因为基督在教会里面是居首位的。
And because in the church, then Christ is He is the head.
基督就是教会的头。
And then He is actually He's the head of the church.
那当一个人他能够敬畏神的时候
，And then when someone is able to actually fear God,
他在生活中一定会有遵行神的旨意。
And then in that way, then when they're living their lives, then they will also follow the will of God.
那这就是一个信仰的建立。
And this is also the building up of their faith.
在当时候啊，在教会的发展过程当中，其实也发生了一些不太好的事情。
And during the time of the church growth, then there were certain things that happened that were not so good.
教会的发展呢，这个使徒行传里面记载的很多是正面的好的事情。
And then when we look into the Acts and the growth of the church, many things that happened were positive.
但是这个难免会有一些软弱的人。
But of course, there will always be some people who are weak.
那当一个人他对于神的态度不是敬畏的时候
，And when someone does not have a reverent attitude towards God,
这是一种这个危机呀。
And then this is a shortcoming.
那当时候的教会也遇到这种危机。
And likewise, then this is also a trial that was met up with by the church.
但是当信徒的这个看到 被神管教的这个事情发生的时候
，And then so when the other members they saw what had happened when God was chastising this person，
信仰又重新恢复
，Then once again their faith was revived，
就升起对神敬畏的心了
，And then they were able to once again revive the heart of reverence towards God。
这样呢，这个教会会继续的发展
，And in this way then the church can continue to grow。
我们看第五章
，Let's turn to chapter 5。
使徒行传第五章
，Acts chapter 5。
这第五章哈是记载说。这个圣灵一直在工作的时候
，And in Acts chapter 5 it talks about a time period when the Holy Spirit was working continuously.
当时候信徒当中有一对夫妻
，And at that time among all the believers there was a couple.
啊，这个先生叫做亚拿尼亚
，And the husband was called Ananias.
他的妻子是撒菲拉
，And his wife was Sapphira.
在第一节就记载了这个事情
，And then this is recorded in verse 1.
那个时候大家感觉到说，好像主耶稣要来了。
And at that time, everyone felt as though Jesus Christ was coming again.
所以那个时候在教会里面充斥着那种末世论的一种感觉。
And so at that time in the church, and it was as though they were living in the end days.
主耶稣好像快要来了。
And they feel as though Jesus Christ was coming again.
那既然主耶稣要来了，所以他们就把这个田产都卖掉。
And because they felt that Jesus was coming soon, then they started to sell their possessions.
把所有的东西就放到教会来，大家一起来共用。
And then they took the proceeds and then brought it to the church and had everyone share in them.
好，那你要不要卖？这是自己可以做主。
And you were able to make that decision as to whether or not you were selling your possessions.
那你卖了之后，你要奉献多少，也是可以自己做主。
And then if you were to sell your possessions, how much you wanted to donate to the church was also up to you.
可是这一对夫妻啊，他们在恶事上同心了。
But then in this couple, we see that they are united in this evil way.
夫妻要同心，但是不要在恶事上同心。
And so couples have to be united in heart, but not in evil things.
怎么样呢？
And what did they do?
他们把田产卖了以后。
And so after they sold their possessions,
把钱留一些。
And they kept a portion of the proceeds for themselves.
他就奉献一部分。
And then they only donated a portion.
但是他们把它当成是奉献全部的。
But then they pretended as though they had donated the entire proceeds.
那这件事情啊，彼得呢，他被圣灵感动啊，他知道。
And so Peter, who was moved by the Holy Spirit, knew this.
所以对亚拿尼亚责备。
And so then he rebuked Ananias.
说撒旦充满你的心呐。
And he says, "Why has Satan filled your heart?"
你欺哄圣灵呐。
And to lie to the Holy Spirit.
你这是一种欺骗神的作为。
And this is a way of lying and cheating God.
接着呢，一听到这个责备的声音呢，这个亚拿尼亚就倒了。
And then once he heard these words, then Ananias he fell down and he died.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
亚拿尼亚听见这话就扑倒断了气，听见的人都甚惧怕。
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那么过了三个小时，他的妻子也来了。
And 3 hours later, his wife came in.
还不知道他的丈夫已经过世了。
And she did not know that her husband had passed away.
彼得就对他说了。
And Peter told her.
你们卖的田产就是这些钱吗？
And tell me whether you sold the land for so much.
其实这是一部分。
And so this was just a portion of the proceeds.
你要奉献一部分，你可以做主。
And you can decide to only donate a portion.
但是奉献一部分呢，别人问的时候，你说这就是全部。
But then if you were to donate just a portion, and when someone asks, you say, yes, this is all of it.
那就不符合事实了。
Then that is not in accordance with the truth.
所以他说的话不是诚实的话。
And so what she spoke was not the truth.
那这是夫妻两个人讲好的。
And this was something that the husband and wife had agreed upon.
那这件事情的意义呢，不是只有说他说的话呢不符合事实。
And so the purpose of saying these things is not just only that what they said was not in alignment with the facts.
不是只有单纯的这个说谎的这样的一件事情。
And it's not merely just a matter of lying.
在彼得他的想法里面，这就是欺哄圣灵。
But rather, in Peter's mind, then this is to test the Holy Spirit.
这不是欺骗人，是欺骗神。
And then to actually try to cheat God and not just man.
而且是同心在试探主。
And also, not only that, but they also work together so that they can test God together.
从人间的角度来看，这只是一种谎言呢。
And then from the viewpoint of man, then perhaps we're just thinking that this is just a lie.
但是这个事情既然是跟神有关系的。
But because all these things have to do with God.
应该是用敬畏神的态度来面对才对。
And they ought to have approached this with a reverent attitude.
但是现在在试探神的这件事情上面呢，夫妻很同心。
But right now, in the matter of cheating God, then this husband and wife were very unified.
好了，结果呢？彼得一责备他的太太也倒了断气了。
And so when Peter chastised her, then she also fell down and breathed her last.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
那个全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things.
再看十二节。
Verse 12.
主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事。
And then through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people.
好，那现在这件事情呢，产生的效应是怎么样？
And so what is the result that was generated from this event?
大家更加敬畏神。
That everyone was more reverent towards God.
教会的发展过程哈，有一些信徒他没有办法一直都保持非常高度的那种对神的敬畏。
And then in the growth of the church, there were some members who are not able to maintain a very high level of reverence towards God.
有时候这个信心会往下滑。
And sometimes their faith will slide backwards.
有时候为了自己的私欲呢，会有一些软弱。
And then sometimes for their own needs, and they will have some weaknesses.
但是在教会发展的过程呢，神会带领。
But in the growth of the church, then God will guide.
把本来是一个软弱的事情呢，把它变成是让全体再刚强起来的一个转机。
And he will take a matter that is weak, and he will use that as a turning point in order to once again ignite people's faith.
所以圣经说，全教会的人都甚惧怕。
And so here it tells us that great fear came upon all the church.
因为他们看见神的作为了。
Because they all saw the workings of God.
那个在这个敬畏的这件事情上面，他们又有一个警醒的心了。
And so once again in this in the matter of being reverent towards God, then they once again had a warning.
啊，那这个事情呢，神又让使徒更加有能力呢，又行了很多神迹奇事。
And then these things also happened, and then allowed the apostles to have the ability to do many signs and wonders.
本来是一件不好的事。
And so something that was not good.
那既然人已经软弱了
and but because people were already weak,
啊，他也得了他该有的管教了
and they have already received the punishment they ought to have received.
这是个别的
and that is for themselves.
但是对全体来讲有很大的作用
but towards the entire congregation, that this is something that was very useful.
再一次的能够对神产生敬畏的心
and that once again, everyone was able to have a reverent heart towards God.
那就更得到神的同工
and they're able to have the, God work with them once again.
在教会里面就是有很多危机，但是这个会变成转机。
And so in the church there may be a lot of different crises, but then these things will become turning points for the church.
这个转这样的一个关键点是在于人的心回到神面前。
And then the main point of this is to be able to turn our hearts back towards God.
一件事情可以造就整个教会。
And there's a matter that can actually edify the entire church.
啊，今天我们很多信徒啊，他也是有一些软弱。
And likewise today, then we have members who are weak.
啊，对神的态度呢，的敬畏呢，就比较没有那么强烈了。
And so they no longer have such reverent heart towards God.
啊，神是不可以欺哄的。
And that we cannot cheat God.
啊，不可以轻慢神。
And then we cannot just take God very lightly.
啊，万事都可以开玩笑，但是我们跟神的关系不可以开玩笑。
And then so in everything else we can joke around, but we ought not to joke around about the things of God.
这是一件非常严肃的问题。
And this is a very solemn thing.
也是很重要的问题。
And it's also a very important question.
在严肃又重要的问题上面呢，我们要很正式的态度去面对它。
And so for very solemn and important matters, then we also have to have the correct attitude to meet them.
哦，而且是要用很正确的态度。
And then we also have to face them with the correct attitude.
哦啊，要我们有的该有的这个虔诚的态度。
And we ought to have the type of reverence that we should have for these matters.
那众弟兄姐妹都从这件事情得到教训了。
And so all the brothers and sisters had received the teachings from this matter.
啊，本来可能会放松的，现在又拉回来了。
And those who were going to also go astray, then they once again were able to be pulled back.
那有一些人可能在读了这段圣经啊，会有一些这个疑惑的地方。
And so perhaps for some people who are reading this section, then they will have some questions.
啊，他不过只是说了一些不符合事实的话语而已啊。
Weren't they just only speaking certain things that were not in alignment with the facts?
那这也不是很大的事情，为什么变成两条命的问题呢
？And so it didn't seem like such a big deal. So why is it that it cost two lives?
啊，那神不是慈爱的吗
？Isn't God merciful?
好，那。按照彼得他对这件事情的解释
，And when we look at Peter's explanation towards this matter,
啊，这是欺骗神
，And this is a way to cheat God,
这是欺骗圣灵
，And to cheat the Holy Spirit,
这是试探神
，And it's also to test the God.
那为什么
？Why is it so?
因为那个时候神迹其实一直在显明啊
，Because at that time there were many miracles and signs.
我们从第二章一直看到神迹其实很显明啊，所以信的人越来越多
，And from starting from Acts chapter 2, we could see that there were recordings of many miracles and wonders, and that there were also many people who came to believe.
所以圣灵在做工
，And so the Holy Spirit was working.
非常明显
，And it was very evident.
圣灵正在大大做工的时候，但是有人要欺骗圣灵
，And so while the Holy Spirit is mightily working, and yet someone wants to come and cheat the Holy Spirit.
神 大大做工的时候呢，但是有人要欺骗神。
And that when God is mightily working and someone wants to come and cheat God.
所以这在这当时候的那个背景底下来看的话，他们的心啊是很不好的。
And so if we're looking at it from the background of where they were at that moment in time, then this heart, their hearts were really not good.
他们亲眼，他们可以看到神迹一直显明啊。
Because it, with their own eyes, they were able to see those miracles happen one by one.
但是他们的心并没有敬畏。
And yet in their heart, there was no reverence.
啊，所以这是一个很不好的心态。
And so this is a very wrong attitude.
那另外就是说，教会刚初期啊，开始在发展。
And also at that time, the church was just starting out.
如果这件事情神不处理。
And if at that time God did not take care of this matter,
整个教会的发展方向一定会偏。
Then we will see that the entire direction of the growth of the church would have gone astray.
如果神在做工，人都可以欺骗神；圣灵在做工，人都可以欺骗圣灵。那这个教会以后怎么发展？
And if you have God or the Holy Spirit working mightily, and yet people are able to cheat God and cheat the Holy Spirit, then how is it that the church can grow?
因此，为了要导正日后教会发展的方向，
And so in order to establish the direction of the church growth in the future,
他必须要把这个基础建立好。
Then they have to set that foundation very well.
那大家从这件事情真的得到很大的教训。
And so people received a lot of great teachings from this matter.
那么这件事情记在《使徒行传》里面，我们每一次去读它的时候，都会在让我们的心啊，再更新一次。
And in this matter is also recorded in Acts, so that every time we read it, then once again we can also renew our hearts.
啊，我们不可以亵渎圣灵。
That we cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是神的灵啊。
That the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
有谁亵渎圣灵这个罪可以赦免呢？
And whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit, this sin cannot be forgiven.
所以我们必须要分清楚。
And so we have to discern
属世跟属灵的。
The things of this world and the things of God.
属人跟属神的。
And the things that belong to man and the things that belong to God.
有些时候我们会想说啊，说了一个白色的谎言，善意的谎言，那也没什么大不了啊。
And sometimes we might say that, well, I'm only telling a white lie or a lie that has good meaning behind it, so it's not a big deal.
啊，这个动物不会说谎话。
The animals never lie.
只有人会说谎话。
And only man lie.
而且人说的谎话还把这个谎言呢，用白色的油漆把它漆成白色的。
And after men lie, then they'll take the white paint and try to paint over that lie.
啊，这是诡诈。
And that is still deceit.
说谎又加上诡诈。
And so that is to lie as well as to add on deceit.
啊，谎言就是谎言。
Because a lie is a lie.
所谓的白色谎言，所谓的善意谎言，是人去把它定出来。神有一定这样看吗？
And then whatever colors we may call our lies, they are still lies. Does God look at them in different colors?
啊，说谎是违背神的本性。
And then to lie is to go against the nature of God.
啊，是敌对神的。
And to go against God.
但我们不可以说哈，我们说了一个善意的谎言，我们还沾沾自喜，还自以为自己很聪明。
And then we cannot say that. Well, I said that lie, and it was to do good, and so I think that I'm very good for doing so.
好了，我们平常就不应该强。
And that's not something that we ought to do in the first place.
好，那我们对神呢？
But what about towards God?
直接对面对神的事情，更不可以用这种态度来。
Especially when we're actually facing God, then this is something that we ought not to do.
所以今天我们在生活当中，如果对于神的概念是很清楚的，我们不至于这样做。
And so today, if we have a very clear concept towards God, then we will never do this.
如果我们对于神的公义跟圣洁是很深刻的体会的话呢，我们也不敢随便说谎。
And then if we're very clear towards the justice and the pure, the holiness of God, then we will also not very lightly tell lies.
我们如果对于神的公义跟他的这个审判有很清楚的体会，我们也不敢随便的这样做。
And if we have a very clear understanding of God's justice and also His judgment, then we will not do this lightly.
那这个就是发展教会一个很重要的因素。
And so this is one of the very main reasons for the church growth.
我们不可以轻慢神。
That we cannot cheat God.
啊，在当时候教会的发展呢。
And so at that time with the growth of the church.
一件教训的事情，再加上一些。
And so with this teaching as well as other things.
所以他们就建立了敬畏神的态度了。
And so then they had a heart of reverence towards God.
那想不到这个就也成为当时候教会发展的因素之一。
And then never thinking that this would become one of the reasons for their church growth at the time.
那其实从这个地方开始。
And it was starting from this point.
我们再看一些经文，我们就会更清楚知道。
And then when we see other verses, then we'll even know more clearly.
哦，原来那是整套的。
That this is all one system.
那这个敬畏神是一个最基本的态度。
And then to have reverence towards God, this is a very basic attitude.
它成为教会发展很重要的因素。
And it became a very basic reason for the church to grow.
我们再看一下《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
啊，第四节、第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
使徒行传十六章第四节、第五节。
Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5.
第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。第五节，于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
Verse 4, and they went through the cities and delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders of Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
哦，他们敬畏神，所以对于教会所定的规条呢，他们更加的遵守。
And because they had a reverent heart towards God, then they were very determined to keep the decrees of the church.
教会所定的规条是根据圣经。
And the church's decrees, they are in accordance with the Bible.
包括一些教义性的道理。
And especially with respect to the teachings of the doctrine.
那包括一些在生活中的教导。
And also in the ways of, that we ought to live our lives.
所以教会有它的规条，并不是不好的事情。
And so when a church has their rules, then this is not something that's not good.
重要是它是不是根据圣经来定的。
But what is most important is whether or not these were actually set in accordance with the Bible.
一般人就会想说啊，这个教会不要什么教规啦，来捆绑人啊。
And so sometimes you might say that why is it that the church has so many rules? We don't need to bind people.
教会的这个条规是根据圣经来定。
But the decrees given by the church, these are all set in accordance with the Bible.
以当时候他们在耶路撒冷这个大会议当中所决议的事情来看。
And then starting from when they first had this great meeting in Jerusalem, and they set those decrees.
它是两个部分的。
And it's in two aspects.
一个是有关教义的。
And the first is to do with the doctrines.
一个是有关德性的、道德的。
And then the second is to do with the morals.
我们可以看那个使徒行传十五章啊。
And if we look at Acts chapter 15.
十五章的二十八节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
这个我们在圣餐礼之后，我们常常会读的这个经文。
And these are verses that we often read at Holy Communion.
二十八节开始，他谈到两件事情。
And so in verse 28, talks about two things.
这也就是耶路撒冷会议的决议。
And this is the resolution of the meeting at Jerusalem.
把它变成规条。
And so it became a decree.
很简单的原则啊，让来教导信徒。
And it's a very simple principle to teach believers.
其实是两件事。
And it's two things.
一个是饮食。
And first is about their food.
一个是男女的关系。
And the second is within the relationship between man and woman.
那这个饮食的条例啊。
And so the decrees with respect to food.
有两种东西不可以吃。
There are two things they cannot eat.
一个是祭过偶像的不可以吃。
And the first is that the things offered to idols they cannot eat.
这是宗教性的。
And this is something to do with the religion.
一个是牲畜的血不可以吃。
And also to eat the blood is something they cannot do.
这也是宗教性的。
And this also has to do with religion.
那这个祭过偶像的东西不吃，这是维护我们一个真理的立场，一个信仰的立场。
And so to not eat the things offered to idols, and this is something from the aspect of our faith.
这个祭偶像的，这是祭鬼啊，这是鬼的筵席。我们是吃神的筵席，怎么还可以去吃鬼的筵席呢？
And if it's something that has been offered to the idols, and this is part of the feast of the devil, and so why is it that when we have a feast and communion with the Lord, that we can still have feast and communion with the devil?
我们脱离污秽已经成为洁净了。
And that we have already departed from the dirty things, and we have gone into the clean things.
怎么可以再回到污秽里头去呢？
And so how is it that you can return to the dirty things?
这是属于这个宗教性的。
And so then this is the thing that has to do with religion.
那牲畜的血呢，是为了赎罪用的。
And then also from blood, and this is the thing that has to do with our redemption.
这是神所定的。
And this is something that God has set.
我们尊重神所定的经纶，我们不吃牲畜的血。
And so we have actually respected the decree that the Lord has set, and then we do not eat the blood of the animals.
那血是牲畜的生命，我们尊重生命，所以不吃牲畜的血。
And then because the blood is the life of the animals, and so we do not eat of that life.
这是从我们尊重神来的。
And this starts from us having reverence towards God.
那另外这也是关于道德性的。
And this also has to do, and then there's also things that has to do with morality.
用男女的关系做一个代表。
And then taking the things, the relationship between man and woman as a representation.
吃东西是人最基本的需要。
And then to eat is the most basic need of man.
那么对于爱情的这种憧憬、这种向往，也是人最基本的一种需求。
And also to have a relationship with the opposite sex, and this is something that's also very basic in man.
那人间最重要的这个道德呢，就是男女的关系要维持清洁。
And so the most important moral in life is to be pure in the things relating to man and woman.
那这也是当时候这个从外邦来信主的人比较容易去犯的这个错误。
And this is also a wrong that at that time was more easily broken by those who were coming to believe.
所以这是使徒长老跟圣灵所定的条规。
And so then this is what the elders and the deacon and the apostles and also with the Holy Spirit, they set these decrees.
那现在把这些决议呢，写信啊，发散到去各地的这个教会。
And so now they deliver these decrees to each of the churches.
啊，大家一起来遵守。
And to have everyone to keep them.
那大家一起遵守的时候呢，这个信心就被建立了，就愈加坚固了。
And so as everyone was keeping those decrees, then their faith all continued to increase.
所以得救的人就天天增加。
And so they also increased in the daily in the number of people who are saved.
这从敬畏神的态度来的。
And so it starts from the heart of reverence towards God.
敬畏神，所以守教会的规条。
And because they are reverent toward God, then they also keep the decrees that's set by the church.
那因为遵守教会的规条，所以他这个生活中就有见证啊。
And so because they keep the decrees that are set by the church, then they also have a testimony in their lives.
很多人看到的时候啊，他们就看到一个见证。
And so when a lot of people see them, then they see the testimonies.
好，我们再看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
这个使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章我们看第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
42, 就是那次受洗三千人嘛。
At that time, then there were 3,000 who were added.
他们认识神，也敬拜神。
And then they also knew God, and then they worshiped God.
啊，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
哦，这个对于使徒的教训呢，他们都遵守。
And they kept the apostles' doctrine.
很单纯的接受。
And they very simply accepted.
啊，那因此呢，我们看到四十七节呢。
And because of this, we look at verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱。
And praising God and having favor with all the people.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
从敬畏神开始。
And they start from fearing God.
啊，遵守规条。
And to keeping the decrees.
使徒的教训他们也遵守。
And also to keep the doctrines of the apostles.
那得众民的喜爱。
And then they were also having favor with all people.
啊，这受到当时候这个以色列百姓的肯定。
Which is that they were confirmed by the people, the Israelite people at the time.
认同他们的行为。
And then that they were confirmed in their behavior.
哦，那么他们本来就在传福音了。
And at that time they were preaching the gospel.
但是现在又用行为来做见证。
And then now through their deeds they're also giving a testimony.
来见证这个信仰的可贵。
And to testify about the importance of the faith.
这个信仰的价值。
And then to also testify about the quality and the value of the faith.
所以呢，很多还没有信耶稣的人呢。
And so then there were many people who had not yet believed.
很喜爱这些人。
And so they really loved these people.
肯定。
And then they confirmed it.
所以当然他们就会来信耶稣了。
And so of course, then they were also willing to come and be saved.
那我们今天呢，每一位信徒也应该这么做。
And today, every one of us Christians ought to do likewise.
我们从开始敬畏神的态度来。
And we start with a reverent heart.
好好的经营我们的家庭。
And that we very nicely establish our family.
那每一个人在自己的生活的地方、自己的工作的地方啊，都能够遵守圣经的教训。
And that in the places that we live and also in the places that we work, we're able to keep the decrees of God.
那这个就是跟我们所蒙的恩相称。
And in this way, then we can actually live a life that is in accordance with the grace that we have received.
啊，自然就能够为主耶稣来做美好的见证。
And in this way, then very naturally, we are a testimony for the faith.
那在这个地方啊，我们看到的。
And so here we can see also.
哦，除了这个生活中有见证。
Not only did they have a testimony in their lives.
而且教会整个就是爱心呐。
But then we can also see that the church had love.
你看四十二节。
Let's look at verse 42.
四十二节是说彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
And here it says that they also continued in fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
他们遵守使徒的教训，这是他们跟道理的关系，跟信仰的关系。
And for them to continue in the apostles' doctrine, this is in their growth in their faith and what they were doing towards God.
那这个也是从他们敬畏神的态度来的。
And this is also something that came from their reverent heart.
所以敬畏神跟神的关系是好的。
And so they fear God, and so they have a good relationship with God.
那然后呢，他就会因为这样跟信仰的关系是好的。
And then because of this, then they also have a good relationship with their faith.
啊，跟这一个道理呢关系是好的。
And then so this doctrine towards their faith, it has a good relationship.
然后再进一步的变成弟兄姐妹之间彼此的关系是好的。
And then it takes one further step, and then to where they have good relationship with the brothers and sisters.
彼此交接，这不是只有说啊见面握手啊，哈利路亚，大家平安啊。
And then to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters, not just to meet them and just to shake their hand and say hallelujah.
这是在真理中的团契。
But rather that this is a fellowship in the truth.
这是在灵里面的团契。
And this is a fellowship in the spirit.
这是在爱心上的团契。
And also a fellowship in love.
哦，从神的关系到他跟道理的关系到 弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
And so from the relationship between them and God to the relationship between them and their faith, and then now to the relationship between the believers.
再看四十三节。
Let's look at verse 43.
好，看四十四节好了哈。
Verse 44.
那信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
And now all who believe were together and had all things in common.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold the possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need.
四十六节。
46.
天天同心合意恒切的在店里且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And so continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
这个就是爱心的生活。
And this is a life of love.
那我们会想说，当时他们怎么会把田产都卖掉？
And so we might ask, why is it that they sold all your possessions at the time?
我们知道说在使徒行传第一章就有记载。
And we know that in Acts chapter 1 it recorded.
那当耶稣要被接升天的时候，
And that when Jesus Christ was ascending to heaven,
他最后跟门徒交代了。
And then at the very end, he had commanded the disciples.
一个，你们要往普天下去传福音。
One that they have to go and be witnesses to him to the end of the earth.
再来呢，要在耶路撒冷等候。
And also that they have to wait in Jerusalem.
领受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
还有呢。门徒问耶稣一个问题。
And then also the disciples, they asked Jesus one question.
那主啊，你复兴以色列国是在这个时候吗？
They said, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
门徒可能还认为说，主耶稣来到世上是要建立一个地上的王国。
And at that time, the disciples might have still believed that when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he was going to establish a kingdom in this world.
然后看到主耶稣复活了。
And so they saw that Jesus Christ had resurrected.
大家更有希望了。
And so then they had even more hope.
这个地上王国一定可以建立的。
And so then now we can truly establish this kingdom on this earth.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus Christ told them.
其实主耶稣早就跟他们讲了。
And Jesus Christ had already told them.
我的国不是这个世界的。
That my kingdom is not of this world.
是属天的。
But rather it is in heaven.
所以不是在建立在一个地面上。
And so it's not to be established on this world.
主耶稣是要在这个地面上建立他的教会。
And Jesus Christ will establish his church on this world.
但是这个教会是属灵的团体。
But this church is a spiritual gathering.
是为了救人，是为了要传扬真理。
And it is to be able to save people and to preach his gospel.
那这个国呢，国家是政治性的。
And the kingdom is actually something that's political.
说是说政军事性的。
Or you could say that it is also of the military.
但是神的教会不是这样。
But that is not the church.
他们想说，是不是这个时候要建立你的国呢？
And so they were asking, are you going to establish a kingdom now?
所以他们一直有一种末世观的那种氛围那种气氛充斥在当时候的生活当中。
And so then they keep having this mentality that it was the end times soon.
感觉到说好像真的耶稣要再来了。
And then they felt as though Jesus Christ is going to come again soon.
他升天了，而且他说他要再来。
And he has ascended into heaven, and he said that he will come soon.
那当然，耶稣他所说的是有两层的意思。
And of course, what Jesus said had two levels of meaning.
他再来是说他差派保惠师来。
And one that he, when he comes again, he's sending the comforter.
那第二个呢，就是他末日的时候他从天再来。
And the second is that in the end time that he will come again.
但不是在他们当时候感觉的很短的时间之内。
But it was not to be in that very short amount of time in which they were feeling that he was coming again.
那过了将近两千年了。
It's about 2,000 years now.
耶稣都还没有来。
And Jesus Christ has not come yet.
所以这个时候日期并不是人可以知道的。
And this is not a time that people can know about.
那我们现在两千年以后呢，我们会更感觉到说主来的日子更近了。
And so 2,000 years later, then we can feel that the time that Jesus Christ is coming again is closer.
那当时候因为这个圣灵的作为非常的大。
The Holy Spirit was working very mightily at that time.
大家有那种感觉说真的耶稣要再来了。
And so at that time, then everyone felt as though Jesus Christ is coming again.
是那种属灵的氛围带给他们进入一种末世观的这种气氛里头。
And so it was the Holy Spirit that was giving them a sense that they were living in the end times.
所以他们会感觉到说，如果是耶稣快来的时候，那我这个家产赶快卖掉。
And so they were feeling as though if Jesus Christ is going to come again soon, then I'm going to sell my possessions.
大家要一起住在一起。
And to come and live together.
耶稣来迎接的时候，我们就一起被迎接了。
And then when Jesus Christ comes again, then we can all be lifted up to heaven together.
是在这样的一个心理背景底下。
And so this is the background that they were feeling.
是在这样的一个气氛底下。
And this is the type of emotion that they were feeling.
但是我们可以看得出来，真的是 一体的生活。
But we can also see that they were living a very unified life.
那充满了爱心。
And it was full of love.
大家都是诚实来相对。
And then everyone was dealing with each other in truth.
享受灵里面的喜乐。
And to enjoy of their, the joy in the spirit.
那你看看呢，如果外面的人来看的时候呢，他们当然会受到很大的感动啊。
And so if you think about outsiders when they came to observe this, then they, of course they would be very touched.
所以四十七节来说啊，得到众民的喜爱。
And that's why in verse 47 it says that they have found favor with all the people.
大家就很乐意的想要进入这个团体里头来。
And so people wanted to join into this congregation.
所以得救的人就天天增加。
And so then every day they were having people added to them to be saved.
感谢主。
And so thank God.
我们今天可以说是第一次在我们新的餐厅来使用。
And today we were able to eat in, for the first time in that, the new fellowship hall.
今天大家的食欲应该会比较好一点的。
And I think that everyone probably has a better appetite today.
所以看那个桌上的食物好像都清光了。
And I think that we probably ate most of the food that's on the table.
这当中很多的菜是我们弟兄姐妹大家分摊来准备的。
And then, the brothers and sisters have taken on the responsibility to prepare the food.
好了，那今天比较吸引小弟的就是那个饼了，那个饼干了。
And so the thing that attracted my attention today was the cookies.
说实在，因为小弟啊，现在我的血糖稍微也在那个临界值啊，快要超过一点点了，所以这个医生会讲说这个饼干甜的不可以吃啊。
And so because my blood sugar is at the borderline of being high, and so my doctor keeps telling me not to eat the sweet things.
那因为这个医生也不在身旁啊，那传道娘也没有来啊，所以我大胆的就吃了三块了。
And then so because my doctor is not next to me, and also my wife did not come with me, and so very boldly I ate three.
所以有时候信徒说，你怎么不带你传道娘来啊？
And so sometimes the members will ask me, why is it that you don't bring your wife with you?
你知道吗？大家都不太习惯有警察在你的身边呢。
Do you know that you're not very used to having a police next to you?
警察没有在身边，你就比较好自由啊。
Because when the police is not next to you, then you have a little bit more freedom.
那现在要讲的就是说，我们这个就是一种爱的团契。
So this is actually a fellowship of love.
一个人准备一个东西，大家一起来享用，那个就是欢喜诚实的心啊。
And so for someone to prepare something for everyone to share and partake of it, then this is a joyful heart.
重点不是在食物，重点是那一个心。
And so the main thing is not the food, but rather that heart.
所以如果外头的人进来的时候，他会感受到这种爱的气氛。
And so when someone is coming from the outside, then they can actually feel that love.
而且我们真教会的信徒，我们在表达我们的爱心是很自然的。
And then for the members of the true church, then it's very easy for us and very natural for us to show our love.
我们真主教会的信徒，我们的性格，或者是说我们已经形成了一种教会的文化呢，跟其他的外教会的是不太一样的。
And so the true church, you could say that sometimes we have a different type of culture from the other churches.
我们都是比较保守含蓄的。
And that perhaps we are more reserved.
可是我们是默默在做。
And but yet we're doing a lot of things silently.
很实在的，很单纯的爱心。
And it's a very substantive but a very simple love.
那么现在我们知道说，这个社会上，有很多缺乏爱心的人。
And we know that in this world today that there are many people that are lacking in love.
那当他接近到这样的一个团体。
And so when they are meeting with this type of congregation.
因为教会是完全不讲利益的地方。
And because in the church we do not talk about benefits.
我们来到这个地方，没有人说我要去得到什么利益，都是大家一付出奉献的。
And so when we're coming here, then no one is talking about which benefit they can receive for themselves, but rather that everyone is offering.
没有业绩的压力，没有利益的冲突。
And then there's not any kind of pressure that we have to climb anywhere, and then there's also no conflicts from trying to get benefits.
所以来到这个地方是最放松的。
And so then instead, when we come here, we're very relaxed.
没有压力的。
And it's without pressure.
而且是享受这种真诚的爱。
And it's also a place to enjoy this type of very simple love.
很自然的爱。
And it's very natural love.
这是可长可久的。
And this is something that people look forward.
就会感动人。
And then this is something that will also touch people.
很自然，得救的人就天天增加。
And it's very natural, then the church will also grow daily.
所以我们在教会里面要创造一个爱的气氛。
And so in the church, then we have to create an atmosphere of love.
有一个慕道者。
And there was a truth seeker.
那这个小姐和她说起来这个很可怜。
And then actually, if you talk about this lady, she was actually quite pitiful.
她为了要帮她的孩子在学校上课要帮她带那个便当她饭盒。
And then because she wanted to pack the lunch for her child.
她是骑那个摩托。
And so she rides a motorcycle.
那个摩托她那个轮子突然间就啪爆了。
And so one day when she was riding the motorcycle, then all of a sudden one of her tires, it popped.
啊，所以这个车子就倒了。
And then so her motorcycle fell.
它因为有速度嘛。
And because it had some speed.
啊，就往路边这样冲过去了。
And so then it started going towards the road.
那么巧合的就是说，它这个脊椎骨呢，就撞到路旁有停了那个大卡车，大卡车那个轮胎很大很重的，它就这个脊椎就直接撞到那个轮胎。
And so, because she was sliding towards the, she was sliding towards a big truck, and then her spine just happened to crash into the big tire of a truck.
那个时候，她就感觉到她整个下半身哈都没有知觉了。
And so, right at that moment of impact, and she felt as though she lost feeling in the bottom part of her body.
那送到医院去。
And so she was sent to the hospital.
医生说这个撞击哈伤到她的脊椎神经。
And so then the doctors told her that this impact it has actually hurt her spine, her nerves in her spine.
这个神经受损了，所以她整个大腿啊底下她都没有知觉。
And then because of that, then she was not able to have any feeling below her in her legs.
她的先生啊不要她了。
And then her husband did not want her anymore.
她有一个孩子还不满周岁哦。
And then there's a there was a son who was not yet of an age.
啊，不满一岁。
Oh, not yet 1 year old.
哎，那有一个是读小学四年级，一个是六年级。
And then she also had a child that was in fourth grade, and then one that was in the sixth grade.
那她先生怎么不爱她呢
？And so why is it that her husband did not love her?
在外面已经又有另外的这个爱人了。
And he had already had a mistress outside of the marriage.
那么一天只是很微薄的这个经费啊，很少的钱哦，给他们母子四个人要生活。
And so every day, then he would only give them very little money for this mother with the three children to live.
啊，那现在要讲的是什么呢
？And so what is it we're going to talk about now?
那他到家里在家里生活的时候
，And when she was living in her house,
哎，他不小心啊，他当然是有包那个大人的那个。尿裤哈，但是呢，那个尿液满的时候呢，就渗透在他那个床铺上。
And then so because she had to wear an adult diaper, and but then when she's not careful, and then it overflows, and it actually made the bed sheets wet.
那他看到，哎呀，这个床铺湿了。
And so she saw that the bed sheets were wet.
所以他就用那个吹头发的那个吹风机啊，要把它吹干了。
And so she was taking the hair dryer to try to dry it.
那你知道哈？她大腿没有知觉。
And then we know that her, she no longer had any feelings in her thighs.
她的大腿就挨在那个潮湿的啊，已经湿透的那个床铺旁边，一直她用电那个吹风机吹到那个床铺已经干了，但是她的大腿同时也熟了，
and so,
那个肉也熟了。
And so she didn't have any feelings in her thigh, and so she was drying the bedsheet, and then the bedsheet had already dried, and she never felt it, but her she had also burned her thigh.
不会痛啊。
Because it didn't hurt.
不是不会痛，没有感觉痛啊。
And it's not that it didn't hurt, but rather that she had no feeling that it was hurting.
那个神经已经受损了。
And because she had already lost those nerves.
好了，那就送到医院了。
And so then she was once again sent to the hospital.
那治疗她的腿，她已经开始烂了，那个大腿的肉也开始烂了。
And then so then she had to, the meat on her thighs were actually starting to rot.
那先生已经不要她了。
Flesh.
那谁照顾她
？And then the husband did not want her anymore. And so who was going to take care of her?
在她家的对面啊，有一个我们教会的姐妹。
And so then across from her house there was a sister from our church.
我们这个姐妹天天去照顾她。
And so every day the sister would go and take care of her.
那后来她跟教会说明这件事情。
And so later on she was telling the church about this.
有好几个姐妹跟她一起在做这个工作。
And so then many people would join the sister in helping out this lady.
轮流到医院去照顾她。
And so then they took turns to go to the hospital to take care of this lady.
那除了在对面的这一个姐妹之外，其他的姐妹都是不认识她的。
And other than the sister that was living across the street from this lady had never met any one of those other sisters before.
但是大家愿意这么做。
But everyone was willing to do so.
那小弟刚好到那间教会去。
And so at that time I was visiting that church.
啊，第一天到那个教会。
And the first day I arrived at the church.
他们就带小弟去访问。
And so then they took me to go and visit.
那这位小姐她就说。
And so this lady she said.
啊，你们为什么这么关心我？
She said, "Why is it that you show so much concern towards me?"
我的家人都抛弃我，都已经离开我了。
And my family members, they have all left me.
哦，我的娘家他们也很忙，没有人来照顾我。
And even my own family members, they were all too busy to take care of me.
我先生也不要我了。
And my husband does not want me.
那为什么你们要爱我？
So why is it that you guys will love me?
来照顾我。
And take care of me.
我们就跟他讲。
And so we told her.
因为主耶稣爱我们。
Because the Lord Jesus loved us.
所以我们要去爱。
And so then we have to show love towards others.
我们能够做的就是这个样子。
And so this is what we can do.
我们不过是做了主耶稣要我们做的事情。
And we're just doing the things that the Lord wants us to do.
那你看到，你要承担这样一个家庭啊，这样的一个人啊，一定要付出很多。
And you see that in order to take care of a person or a family like this, then it takes a lot of effort.
后来他就受洗了。
And later on, she got baptized.
感谢主。那有一天呢、啊？过了大概十多年的时候
，And one day about 10 something years later，
这个姐妹她突然间呢、啊，在小弟注目的另外一间教会她出现
，And so one day she appeared in the church where I was pastoring。
哦，而且她还可以骑摩托车
，And then she was able to ride her motorcycle again。
她说她现在哈、啊，主耶稣让她、啊、重新哈、啊、有工作，她能够站起来了。
And then she said that the Lord was actually able to give her a job again, and she was able to stand up.
但是这个站起来不是说像我们一般这样站起来。
And but to stand up is not just like us, how we stand.
就是说她的心智上已经刚强起来了。
But rather that it's that in her heart she was able to be strong again.
哦，她可以自力更生了。
And that she was able to live independently.
她找到工作了。
And she was able to find a job.
她可以好好工作。
And she could work well.
哦，她也可以行动。
And she could also move around.
她行动就是她有骑着一台摩托车，她可以到处去。
And so she has a motorcycle that she could ride everywhere.
啊，她的孩子慢慢长大了。
And her children had also grown up.
啊，现在已经大学毕业了。
And they also had graduated from college.
啊，她感谢到这一切都是主耶稣的恩典。
And then she felt that all this was the grace of the Lord.
那这是从爱开始在感动人。
And so this is starting to move. The movement started with the love.
啊，那另外有一个姐妹。
And then there was also another sister.
小弟到那间教会去的时候
，And when I went to that church,
我看到她很辛苦。
And I saw that she had a very difficult life.
因为哈、啊，她是坐着轮椅啊。
And then she was sitting in a wheelchair.
哦，当她坐轮椅的时候呢，她没有办法起来走。
And so she was not able to stand up to walk.
那到底是什么病呢
？What's her illness?
类风湿症，类风湿症。
Oh, and she had a form of arthritis.
她是只要全身有关节的地方啊，都会痛。
And so everywhere that there's a joint in the body, then it will hurt.
而且扭曲了。
And it also had also contracted.
萎缩。
And then it had also shrunk.
你看这边都有关节哈。
And so you see that there's a lot of different joints.
你看到她就是这样啊。
And so every time you see her, that's how she is.
那腿也是一样啊。
And likewise with her legs.
所以她没有办法站，没有办法走路。
And then so she was not able to stand or to walk.
啊，她坐在轮椅。
And so she sat in a wheelchair.
她家里的人用轮椅把她推到车上。带她到教会来。
And then her family members would take her and wheel her to the car and then to take her to church.
哦，我们到家里去访问她。
And then when we went to her house to visit.
啊，小弟问她说：“你这个会不会痛
？”And so I asked her, "Does it hurt?"
啊，在台湾以前不是有一个姓林子刘霞女士嘛？后来她一样这个病，后来她过世的嘛。
And then in Taiwan there was actually somebody who had this type of illness and then later on she died.
哦，那她说随时随地都要痛啊。
And so she said at all moments in her life, then it hurts.
这个风湿啊，这关节啊，好像针在扎，痛。
And she said that this arthritis, it actually creates a feeling as though there was needles poking at her and at every joint.
那小弟问她说，那你痛的时候你怎么办
？And so I asked her, well, what do you do when it actually hurts?
我就祷告啊。
And so she said she just prays.
我就想耶稣啊。
And she thinks about Jesus.
那你想主耶稣就比较不会痛吗
？And I said, well, when you think of Jesus, does it hurt less?
她说对啊。
She said, "Of course."
我这个是针在扎，主耶稣是钉子钉过去啊。
And she said that, "Well, mine's just needles, but then the Lord is actually nails."
所以我就讲到主耶稣被钉子钉过去呢，我这个痛呢就突然间好像没有感觉了。
And so when I think about how the Lord is actually has nails that pierced him, then it feels as though this I don't have any pain from my arthritis.
好的，那你整天在家里做什么呢
？And so I asked her, "What does she do every day in her house?"
你这样这个关节一直痛呢，你在家里在做什么？
And so, if you have all these pain in your joints, then what is it that you do every day?
啊，她说，那我就访问呢。
And so she said that she just visits people.
啊，那小弟就说，那访问不是负责人跟传道的工作吗？你怎么你在访问呢
？And so I said, well, isn't visiting members sort of the job of the pastors and ministers? And why is it that you're visiting?
她说我打电话访问呢。
And she said that I visit people through the telephone.
啊，那你怎么打电话访问
？I said, how do you visit people through the telephone?
啊，我们教会不是有很多的代祷的名单吗
？And said, don't we have a long prayer list in the church?
啊，谁家有什么这个这个谁生病了？有什么家里有什么事情啊
？And that somebody is sick or somebody has certain things that's going on in their household.
那教会都会宣布要代祷啊
？And so then the church will announce that we have to pray for them.
好了，那我就把它记住了，回家就打电话给他们。
And so I will remember all of them, and then when I get home, then I will actually pick up the phone and call them.
啊，这是将近三十年前的事情。
And this is something that happened 30-something years ago.
小弟刚出来工作的时候。
And then when I first started to work.
那个时候的电话是什么呢？不是像我们现在这样按键的。
And at the time, then the telephone it was not just the buttons that we push now.
好了，那现在我们的那个智慧型手机以后，你只要点一点，点一点就很方便嘛，啊。
And just like today with our smartphones, that we just push a few buttons and then it's very easy.
它以前的那个电话是转盘的。
And then the old-time telephones, you have to actually turn the dial.
那电话号码里头哈，零又特别多啊，那个零最远啊，绕世界一周啊，你看看，它这个整个身体在动啊。
And then so, especially there's many zeros in those numbers, and so every time she had to dial the zeros, then she has to move her entire body.
她说她这样打电话。
But then she would just call everyone.
我说那你打电话去的时候，他们反应怎么样
？And so I said, well, when you call them, what's their reaction?
大概每一个人都会说，哎呀呀，不好意思啊，是我们要去访问你呀、啊，要帮你祷告，怎么你访问呢？反而打电话来问我们呢
？And almost every one of them would say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It ought to be me who is actually visiting you or calling you. So why is it that you're actually calling us instead?"
后来小弟发现了
，And then later on, I found out.
他的访问比传道的访问更有效果。
Her way of visiting was actually more effective than the minister's visitations.
因为我好手好脚，啊，像你啊，祷告啊，你祷告啊。所以有人开玩笑说，传道只要讲三句话，祷告啊，还没有祷告好啊，神的旨意啊。还没有祷告好啊，魔鬼做工啊！所以有人说啊，传道只会讲三句话。
And because all the ministers that visit, we all are good, we're all good, and healthy. And so some people actually said that, oh, the preachers they only have three phrases that they would say. It says, oh, if you're ill, then just pray. And then you pray, oh, you prayed, and then you're still not well. Then they say, oh, well, then that's God's will. Or then if you pray, and then later on, if you're still like that, then we say, oh, well, then it's just the Satan that's working.
那当然我们仿佛是真诚的啊，只是因为我们没有那个痛啊，不没有痛过，怎么能够知道他的痛是什么样
？And then it's not that we are not truthful in our visitation, we truly are, but yet because we've never experienced those pains, then we do not know how they actually are feeling.
所以啊，他本来那个劝那个夫妻啊不和的话，他夫妻一接到他的电话的时候，两个人就和好了。我们不要再让他麻烦他打电话过来啊，我们要和好啊。
And then so then where there were couples that were having issues, and then because she called them to visit them through the telephone, and then they because they don't want to trouble her to have her call again, and so then they also reconciled.
接到她的电话，都受到很大的安慰。
And those who received her phone call, they were all very comforted.
得到很大的鼓励。
And they were also very much encouraged.
这样的人呢、啊，他还能够打电话去访问。
And that this type of person, she's still able to make the phone call to come and visit us through the phone.
该被关心的，她反而去关心了。
And for somebody who ought to have been cared for, and yet she's taking the opportunity to care for others.
她没有躲在自己的病痛当中啊，自怨自哀，发怨言，埋怨神，埋怨人。
And she didn't just hide in her illness and then to just hide herself away and to complain against God.
她也没有说啊，教会都没有爱心了、啊，都没有人来关心我。
And she never even said that the church has no love, that nobody comes and cares for me.
她没有这样做。
And she did not do any of these.
她反而刚强起来。
So rather, she became strong.
所以她能够安慰很多人。
And so she was able to comfort many people.
得到她安慰的非常多。
And the people that were actually comforted by her were many.
但是，她就是类风湿症。
But then for her herself, she just continued to have her illness.
这样的，她还在拨电话访问。
And so even though she was all, she had that ailment, but yet she was still dialing the telephone.
很多人身体很健康，像一块铁。
And there are many people who are very healthy, just like a piece of steel.
但是那一块铁是放在墙角，风吹雨淋，已经快要烂掉了，已经快要朽掉了。
And then that piece of steel is put in the corner, and then the rain and the wind comes, and it's almost to the point of rusting.
很多人就是。吃东西，然后就排泄，吃东西又排泄，排泄又吃东西，它变成是一种食物的消耗机器啊，没有用，生命没有什么意义啊。
And then, or some people just come and eat, and then they just have, they just excrete it, and so then they just become a food processor.
好像一块铁呢，在墙角已经快要朽烂了。
or just like a piece of steel that's in the corner that's almost, almost being destroyed.
这个姐妹啊，好像是在风中的一根蜡烛。
But the sister, she is like a candle that's in the middle of the wind.
她勉强用她仅剩的一点点的力量要去拨那个电话盘。
And so the little strength that she has, and she uses it to actually dial the telephone.
她是那样的努力。
And then we see that she puts forth such effort.
但是她的力量是这么微小。
But yet her strength is so small.
可是她嘴巴所说出来的话呢，感动人的力量是很大的。
But then the words that she speaks are able to have great move, is able to greatly move those that listen.
她好像是一根两头烧的蜡烛一样。
And then she's just like that, that candle that's at the very end and it's being burned on both ends.
她在燃烧她的生命，但是她发出光跟热来。
And so even though she may be burning up her life, but yet she's able to put forth a lot of light.
这正是破碎的心灵所需要的。
And so this is really truly what the broken spirits need.
就是爱心。
And this is what love is.
所以我们不要被自己某些限制呢，啊，我们就被它捆绑了。
And so we ought not to be bound by our own limitations.
啊，我们没有一个人完全健康。
And there's no one that is truly a 100% healthy.
但也没有一个人他病得完全了，一无所事，一无是处，一无所用。
But then there is also nobody who is ill to the point where they're 100% useless.
啊，如果像这样的姐妹，她都能够打电话去安慰很多人。
And if such a sister can still make the effort to call a lot of different people.
那我们现在是不是对照起来，我们是不是在浪费我们的生命？
And then compared to her today, are we just wasting away our lives?
我们的爱心是套在别人的头上，要求别人对我们好一点。
And that our love, we just ask, we just use it to ask others to treat us even better.
然后遇到一点不如意的时候，就说教会没有爱心。
And then when we meet up with some things that are not going our way, then we say that the church has no love.
那教会是指的谁呢？
But then who is the church?
难道我们不是真耶稣教的信徒吗？
Are we not a member of the true Jesus church?
为什么我们跑到真耶稣教外面去骂真耶稣教没有爱心呢？那难道我们有爱心吗？
And so do we go outside of the church and say that the true Jesus church has no love? And does that mean that we have love?
通常说教会没有爱心的人，其实他付出是最少的。所以他们抱怨最多。
And then usually the people that say that the church has no love and they complain the most, they're usually the ones that put forth the least effort.
我们这个姐妹她是最该抱怨，但是没有抱怨。
And the sister that ought to have complained the most, and yet she never complained.
她最需要别人关心，但是她去关心别人。
And she's the one that ought to be cared for by many, but yet she was the one that was caring for others.
真的是蜡烛在燃烧。
And it's truly that she was a candle that's being burned.
好，那最后怎么样呢？
So at the end, what happened?
小弟离开那间教会。
And I had departed from that church.
啊，到其他地方绕了一周回来。
And then after I had gone around different churches, and I came back.
有一天，小弟再回到那间教会去。
And one day I had come back to that same church.
那么最晚的时候，我就是要看这位姐妹。
And so after the service, I was looking forward to meeting the sister again.
所以我一直在寻找一个坐轮椅的一个姐妹。
So I kept looking out for a sister that was sitting in a wheelchair.
想不到她出现在我旁边呢。
I never thought that she would appear next to me.
传道。
And she hit me and said,
你看哪里啊？你在找谁啊？
Who are you looking for? What are you looking for?
我在找你啊。
I said, I was looking for you.
哦，我知道你在找我，所以我在你旁边拍你一下。
And she said, well, I know you were looking for me, and that's why I tapped you on the back.
哎，你怎么可以站了？
How is it that you're able to stand?
那你的轮椅呢？
And where's your wheelchair?
我现在不需要轮椅了。
Oh, I don't need my wheelchair anymore.
谁医治的？
And who healed you?
我不但能够站，我还可以走啊！你看看，我还可以走啊。
And I not only can stand, but I'm also able to walk.
我说你怎么办到的？
I said, how did this happen?
哪一位名医医治的你？
And which well-known doctor healed you?
他说耶稣帮助的。
He said, Jesus Christ helped me.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家都爱我。
Because everyone loved me.
为我祷告。
And they prayed for me.
所以我好起来。
And so then I got better.
我跟他说。
And I told her.
当然大家爱你。
Of course everyone loved you.
但是你先爱大家。
But you first loved everyone.
大家为你祷告。
And everyone prayed for you.
教会，经营教会，教会发展有困难吗？
And then when you are having the church growth, is there difficulty?
爱心。
And love.
爱心会吸引人。
And love will attract people.
爱心会造就人。
And love will edify people.
爱心让神得荣耀。
And love will glorify the Lord.
让人得造就。
And for people to be edified.
让福音广传。
And to cause the gospel to grow.
我们在教会里面要创造爱的循环。
And in the church, we have to create an atmosphere of love.
一个良性的循环。
And it's a good cycle.
大家要先主动付出。
That everyone has to first put forth that effort.
我们付出一点点会感动一些人。
And if we put forth that effort first, then we will touch others.
那些人再回馈回来。
And those people will then return it back to us.
我们再受感动。
And then we are touched.
我们付出更多。
And then we will put forth even more.
他们也会付出比原来更多。
And then they will also put forth more.
所以这个爱心好像滚雪球一样。
And so then this love is just like a snowball.
我们要创造一个这样一个善的循环。
And then we have to create such a cycle.
如果大家不爱心。
And if nobody has love.
到教会都是这样的。
And everybody just comes to church like that.
不做什么事情。
And then just don't do anything.
看，那没有爱心，你看，那就负责人不会做，或者没有爱心的、啊，很多人是这样的。
And they just say that, well, this church has no love. Look, the church council members, they don't know how to do anything. And there are many people like this.
好，那你批评我，我也不做了，不敢做了。
And then, of course, you criticize me, and I don't dare to do it anymore either.
这是恶性循环呢、啊。
And then that becomes a cycle of evil.
本来一点点爱心，到最后也没有了。
And perhaps you might have had a little love at the beginning, but at the very end, there's nothing.
现在要转变过来。
But then you have to turn it around.
每一个人都主动付出。
And everyone has to take the initiative to start and put forth.
一点点爱心会造就别人。
And a little bit of love will edify someone.
他回归回来了，再激励我们。
And then whatever they return back to us will then motivate us.
他关心大家。
And that they are concerning us.
大家为他祷告。
And she was showing concern for others.
所以主耶稣让那个医生不能医治的病人当然好起来。
And so then Jesus allowed her to be well of a disease that no one else was able to heal.
那教会就是这样而已啊。
And that's what the church is all about.
在地如天的生活、啊。
And that we have a heaven on earth life.
你说教会增长。
And we say talk about the church growth.
我们现在不是只有局限在这么一个空间的一个会堂了，一个教会了。
And that we're not no longer being confined in this space for this church.
我们要发展了。
We have to grow.
我们昨天晚上讲，以后会有很多工作安排到我们休斯顿来。
And we talked about last night how there will be a lot of holy work that will come to Houston.
今天下午聚完就开始要动手了。
And this afternoon after the service, then we'll start to work.
很多工作要我们做了。
There are a lot of work to be done.
就从这边开始。
And it starts there.
哦，那照顾小孩的，把孩子好好的照顾好，这个也是做圣工。
And then for those who are taking care of children to take care of them well, this is also holy work.
哦，有一个姐妹啊。
And that's a sister.
她想要当传道娘。
She wanted to be the wife of a preacher.
我跟她讲说，抱歉了，这些神学生都已经结婚了。
And I said, I'm sorry, but all of the preachers, or all the TTP students, they were all married already.
后来我们跟她安慰。
And so then I comforted her.
你当不了传道娘。
I said, if you're not able to be the wife of a preacher,
你还有机会可以当传道的娘。
Then you're able to still be the mother of a preacher.
好好的培养你的孩子。
And that you can take care of your children well.
啊，以后你的孩子可以当传道。
And then one day, then your children can also become preachers.
那你就变成传道的娘了。
Then you become the mother of a preacher.
好了，其实我们照顾小孩子也是在做圣工啊。
And so when we're taking care of children, we're also doing a holy work.
那其他呢？没有小孩子缠累的呢，我们就是要放手去做圣工了。
And then for those who do not have children who are grabbing at their arms, then they also have the hands to go and do other holy work.
你搬不了三十公斤，你就拿三公斤嘛。
And if you're not able to carry 30 pounds, then you take the 3 pounder.
你能够做什么？大家一起来啊。
And then whatever you're going to do, then we all do it together.
这个都是在建设教会。
And this is to build up the church.
都是用爱心在互相激励。
And to use love to compel one another.
教会的成长。
And to have the church grow.
就是这样。
This is the way it is.
敬畏神的态度。
To have a reverent heart towards God.
遵守条规。
To keep the decrees of God.
啊，生活能够做见证。
And to be able to live a life that's a testimony to others.
教会有爱心。
To have love in the church.
那以前不喜欢来了，会喜欢来了。
And then those who did not like to come before, then they will love to come.
那么来了就会留下来了。
And then once they come, then they will stay.
啊，不常来了就会常常来了。
And those who never came much before, then they will come a lot more often.
所以教会成长就是我们去想怎么样鼓励大家付出爱心。
And so for the church growth, then we have to think how is it that we can encourage one another to show love.
哦，我们职会只要做这一件事情就好了。
And for the church council members, we just have to do one thing correct.
鼓励信徒爱心。
To encourage the members to have love.
给他机会。
To give them opportunity.
给他机会付出爱心。
To show, give them the opportunity to show love.
哎，他就起来了。
And then they will grow up.
我们一直去想。想这个事情就好了。
And if we just think of this thing, that's enough.
那不困难的。
It's not difficult.
怎么样激励信徒的爱心
？How do you compel the love of the believers?
如果我们做得到
，And if we're able to do this,
教会自然就发展。
Then the church will naturally grow.
很自然就增长。
And very naturally, it will also it will grow.
好，感谢主啊。
Thank God.
我们人数虽然不是很多
，And even though we may not have a lot of members,
但是这是一个爱的团契。
But this is a fellowship of love.
我们都感受到这个爱的气氛。
And then we can feel this this atmosphere of love.
那我们可以再加温一下。
And so we can just add a little bit more warmth.
啊，我们可以再做更多一点。
And we can do a little bit more.
那以前没有参与的。
And for those who never participated in the past,
现在要参与。
You can participate now.
以前做少的，现在要做多一点。
And the ones that did a little bit in the past, you can do more.
哦，我们到教会来，不要只是看一看就走了，好像过客一样，不要这样。
And then when we come to church, we don't just take a look around and then we go, and just as though we are just a passing guest.
哦，我们是归属这个教会的。
But rather, we belong to this church.
就是神国的人。
And that this is the kingdom of God's people.
神家里的人。
And this is the people of God's house.
所以要调整我们的心。
And so we have to also adjust our attitude.
让我们大家一起来爱教会。
And so all of us can come to love the church.
我们也得到教会的爱。
And to receive the love of the church.
我们要爱大家。
And then we love everyone.
也得到大家的爱。
And we also receive the love of everyone.
好，那我们这一节讲到就到这里。
And so that concludes the session.
我们休息一下。
And we're going to rest.
我们要休息多久啊？第二节讲到什么时候？
How long do we rest for?
十分钟，会不会太短？我帮你们争取多五分钟，十五分钟。
It's 10 minutes too short. I'll give you guys 15 minutes.
走一走啊，喝一杯水哈。
Drink some tea or drink some water.
啊，那十五分钟以后呢，再请弟兄领一首诗啊。
And then, so after 15 minutes, we ask the brother to lead the hymn again.
同心默祷。
Pray in silence.